Hey guys, Alex McBrady here from A-Team Fitness. I'm testing out a new medium of providing you guys with some great content. I'm going to call it my pseudo podcast. It's not a full blown podcast, but just some audio recordings of me discussing some various topics. And it's going to be different than a lot of the other forms of content generation that I have, like the blog or Facebook posts or videos here and there and things like that, in that this one I want it to be much more raw and real in how we approach some of these topics and what we talk about. So, you know, it's all real stuff, my real opinions, very authentic, and hopefully we'll provide you guys with some great information and some great tools that you can use to better yourself, whether that be in fitness or kind of any other domain of your life. And so I want to kick this first one off by discussing what, in my opinion, is probably the most important skill or trait that one can possess. And this is confidence. Having confidence in yourself to be able to complete challenging tasks and having confidence in your ability to succeed, not only in fitness, but again, in kind of all aspects of life. And, you know, I'm thinking why confidence is so important when there is obviously a lot of other important things out there. And for me, confidence is what allows you to essentially challenge yourself. Without self-confidence and having faith in yourself to be able to navigate obstacles and navigate whatever it is that's put in front of you, you will be scared to try new things and you'll kind of shelter yourself from uncomfortable circumstances and growth opportunities. Things that will allow you to become a better person, to get better at whatever it is you want to get better at, to go out and strive or chase after your dreams or really do anything that you want to do in life. It'll cause you to go the safe route, to work the normal 9-to-5 that you may not like, but provides you with comfortable living and kind of live just a mediocre life in the sense that it's not really fulfilling to you and doesn't make you happy. And so confidence is super important for, recognizing and chasing after those growth opportunities. Not only that, but confidence is magnetic. I mean, a good example of this, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. He was talking about how he was striking out a lot with women and finding somebody. And he blamed it on the fact that he believed he was too goofy and weird to be able to attract these women and interest them and have them want to go out with him. And I had to sit him down and tell him, and I'm like, listen, this is true. It doesn't matter if you're goofy or if you're weird. If you have confidence and you own that shit, other people will be attracted to you. They will want to spend time with you, and you will be popular. And it doesn't matter how goofy you are. I mean, shit, I'm goofy and weird. Any of my clients would tell you I do weird stuff in classes and in training sessions all the time. Most of the time, my clients are probably laughing at me and not with me, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I own it because I know that even if they're laughing at me and not necessarily with me, they are going to feel good when they're in my presence, and that is magnetic. Being confident and owning your personality and just, you know, being able to hold your head high is something that people gravitate towards. So whether that be, again, in kind of your personal life or in your professional life, in your career, you know, being confident with your in work meetings, being confident during group projects and team projects and things like that, people will notice you and they will want to be around you, and that will help you open up more opportunities for you to advance in whatever domain of your life that it is relevant in. And as I mentioned before, being confident allows you to challenge yourself. And so it'll not only provide more opportunities because more people will recognize you and kind of start paying attention to you, but you'll be able to say yes to these opportunities even if you're not particularly sure that you're going to be successful. 9 times out of 10, when I take on a new project, whether it be for personal training or for active indulgence or kind of any of the numerous projects that I'm working on. Maybe it's a speaking gig or a corporate wellness gig. 9 times out of 10, the first time I do something like that, I have no idea what I'm doing in the beginning, right? But even though I don't have experience necessarily doing that at the time, or I've never done it before, so I don't really know what I'm getting into, I am absolutely 100% confident that I can learn how to do that, or whatever it may be. I can learn how to give a great speech. I can learn how to design and implement a wonderful corporate wellness program. And I mean, with the online training, doing the email automation and learning the technological back end of that process to basically avoid it being a complete and utter nightmare, I know that I can sit down and I can learn and teach myself, and through resources online and other people that I know, I can put the puzzle pieces together until it becomes coherent, until I know how to do it and it becomes a skill. So being confident is a prerequisite, in my opinion, for being able to learn new skills. And again, when you learn new skills, you grow as an individual. You become a better version of yourself. So confidence, uber important. And really what it comes down to is the mindset that you have. Confidence is very much so a mindset. And so I want to talk a little bit about a couple of different types of mindsets and how one might be a little bit more helpful or conducive to being confident in terms of another. And so a lot of this work done, I actually studied this form of motivation and these mindsets a little bit more in depth when I was an undergraduate at University of Michigan getting my degree in psychology with a woman named Patricia Chen. And she now does research out of Stanford with Carol Dweck, who actually was the originator of some of these ideas. So really cool stuff they're doing down there. But anyways, a couple of different mindsets, two in particular. The first one, the fixed mindset. The fixed mindset is this implicit belief. Implicit meaning we're not necessarily aware that we hold this belief, but it still guides our decision-making process. A fixed mindset is the implicit belief that our traits and our skills and our abilities are fixed and they're stable. So somebody with a fixed mindset is going to believe that they're just naturally good at things. They have just natural born talent. And the things that they may not be that great at, they're just not going to be good at, right? There's no practice involved. They're either good or at it initially, or they're not. And there's not really much room for growth there. And so what does this mean for how we interpret and take on the world? Is somebody with a fixed mindset is going to be much less likely to try new activities. And the reason being is that the outcome that a fixed mindset person wants to do, because everything that they do, any task or challenging activity that they try, is now a reflection on their character and on their skill level as a person. Because if they're bad at something, then that speaks poorly of their abilities, because it's just they're bad at it, right? It's a natural tendency. And so people with fixed mindset, their main goal when they are engaging in activities is to look good in front of other people. They want to prove their competency in an activity when other people are around. And so this might be you, this might come to mind somebody else you know, and I'll give you an example of this. Imagine there being a new activity, right? Let's take karaoke, for example. Somebody who's never done karaoke before, if they follow a fixed mindset, they will be less likely to go up and try it for fear of embarrassing themselves, right? We've all had this. Or we can know somebody who's done that, who is just super apprehensive to try new things, particularly when other people are around. And again, it's because they don't want to look incapable of doing something in front of other people. Because their traits and their skills are fixed and they're just set in stone, if they're bad at something, it speaks poorly on them. And if so, they want to tend to stick to things that they're good at. So they find something they're good at and they just keep doing that. They're very apprehensive to try new things or to take on even more challenging tasks for fear of looking bad in front of other people. And I'm going to tell you right now that a fixed mindset is bullshit. A fixed mindset is that exact type of thinking that's going to cause you to stay in your comfort zone and stay back and live that kind of safe existence that doesn't challenge you and doesn't force you to grow and get better as an individual, because these people are too afraid to look bad in front of other people. And that's not going to be conducive. That's not going to lead to confidence. In fact, very much the opposite, particularly again with things that they're not necessarily good at. It's going to kill confidence. The other mindset, the one that I really want to spend time talking about, the one that I think is so much more conducive to confidence, is what's known as a growth mindset. And so a growth mindset, and contrary to a fixed mindset, a growth mindset, you believe that your traits, your skills, and abilities can be improved through practice. So it doesn't necessarily matter if we're good at something when we do it the first time, because we know that we can practice at it. We can learn how to improve our performance. We can learn strategies. We can learn, how to incorporate these strategies into the larger game plan to do better the next time. Okay. And you can see right from the get-go that this is going to be so much more conducive going forward to challenging yourself and to growing as an individual, because you won't be as afraid to try new activities. With a fixed mindset, you're afraid to try new things because your main goal is to look competent in front of other people. A growth mindset person probably doesn't give a shit, because a growth mindset person, the only thing they're concerned with is mastering that activity, doing better than they did the first time, right? So while a fixed mindset person might be comparing their abilities to everybody else around them, a growth mindset person is only comparing their performance to themselves and earlier attempts. With a growth mindset, you are going to be able to challenge yourself. Again, when I said I may not know how to do everything, and I'll be the first one to admit there's a lot of skills I don't have, but I am 100% certain that there's not a single skill on this planet that I can't learn how to do. And with that notion that I can practice and I can learn, and if I'm willing to put in the effort, I can improve my performance in any skill that's put in front of me, I'm confident in my ability to do new things. I'm confident in my ability to try and to challenge myself and to grow as an individual. And so with a growth mindset, you will be much more likely to do the same. Now, you might be asking yourself, how is it that anyone can be growth mindset? What if I'm just fixed mindset and I don't know, there's just got to be some skills that I just can't get better at, and some things I'm just naturally not going to be good at? And so I want to ask you to think about, at this point in your life, there's at least one skill that you have improved on since you were a child. Some obvious examples I can think of are reading and writing. You got better at that. You practiced that in school and they improved. A lot of people's cooking gets a little bit better the more effort they put into it as an adult from when they're children, right? Going from eating frozen dinners and ham and cheese sandwiches to making something a little bit more gourmet as they get older. Again, not everybody, but a lot of people improve somewhat. You name it, there's plenty of skills that you have improved upon in your life from early years as a child or even as a teenager or even as a young adult until this point. So you are absolutely capable of learning new things, and you're absolutely capable of growing as an individual. You just have to stop standing in your own way, and this lack in confidence is exactly what's going to do that. Again, having confidence in fitness, you're going to hit roadblocks. You're not going to lose as much weight as you were hoping. You're going to eat things that at times when you shouldn't be eating them. But if you're confident in your ability to learn from those setbacks and to learn from those roadblocks and to be able to navigate, then you will absolutely be successful with your fitness program. Right? If you're at work and you're afraid to take on more challenging projects for fear of not doing well, you don't have the confidence in yourself to learn what needs to be learned in order to complete that project and do an outstanding job, you're going to limit your growth potential in your career. So confidence is a must-have. We need confidence for anything that we're going to want to do. And in my opinion, this is the greatest thing that fitness provides for you. As you navigate your fitness program and you learn from these setbacks and you make progress, and you, the thing with fitness is, by definition, in order to continue to see progress, you have to continually challenge yourself. So the things that you did on day one, you can't do on the final days of your program because they're not going to work anymore. It has to be more challenging. And that teaches you how to be more confident with those small victories and build on that confidence. So by the end, you'll have the confidence from your fitness program that you can then apply to other aspects of your life. And so how can you start to build this confidence? If you think you're lacking this confidence and you think it's holding you back, whether it be your fitness program or your career or your personal life, how can you develop a level of confidence that's going to make you magnetic and make you much be able to improve you as an individual? And how can we develop this confidence? The first thing I'm going to say, small victories will lead to increased confidence. And so what I'm going to say is, when you're starting a new activity like a fitness program, setting the bar low is an absolute essential part to developing to kindling that fire of confidence. And here's what I mean by that. Imagine, for example, you start a new fitness program. You want to lose 20 pounds. And you set a goal for yourself in this first month to lose 6 pounds. Okay? At the end of that month, if you only lose 4 pounds, you're probably going to be pretty upset with yourself because you didn't quite reach your goal. Yeah, you had some progress. You lost 4 pounds. Okay, 4 pounds, very realistic to lose in a month. 6 pounds, also realistic with a little bit more effort. But your goal was 6 pounds and you didn't meet your goal. So you might feel a little inadequate. You might feel down on yourself because you didn't quite reach your goal. Let's take another scenario. You set a goal for yourself. You want to lose 20 pounds, but now you set a goal for yourself to lose 2 pounds over the course of a month. Absolutely doable, probably without trying too hard. Okay? 2 pounds in a month. Now, say you weigh yourself at the end of the month and you realize you've lost 4 pounds, right? The same 4 pounds you lost in the first scenario, except now what's going to happen? Because your goal was 2 pounds and you exceeded your goal to lose 4 pounds, you're going to be ecstatic. You're going to feel so good about yourself. You're going to feel on top of the world. You're going to feel confident. You're going to feel happy. You're going to feel excited to continue your program and to continue to see those results and that weight loss. Whereas in the first scenario, you're going to feel bad about yourself because you didn't meet your goal. You lost in both scenarios. You lost the same amount of weight, 4 pounds. The difference is in how you framed that weight loss. In the first scenario, you set your goals a little bit higher and you didn't quite reach them. You fell short. And in the second scenario, you set the bar a little bit lower and you exceeded those goals. What's going to happen when you set the bar low and you exceed your goals is, anytime you reach a successful moment in your fitness program, you lose more weight than you expected, you lift more weight than you expected, you are going to feel on top of the world. And those reoccurring, continuous, small victories are going to build your confidence like a Lego tower over time, brick by brick, Lego block by Lego block, until you get to the point where you've built enough confidence in yourself that now you're ready to take on the more challenging tasks. If you build that confidence early, it will grow and cultivate over time so that eventually you will be oozing out confidence. And that is going to improve every aspect of your life, your fitness regimen, your career, your personal life, your social life, anything you can possibly think of, and confidence is going to make it that much better. So what I encourage you to do, and again, this is with your fitness program, this could be with anything, if you're just starting something new and you're lacking confidence, you're not sure if you're going to be successful, I encourage you to start, when you set your goals, to set the bar low. I know this sounds funny. You're setting the bar low. Shouldn't we aim high? Shouldn't we aim for the stars? Shouldn't we have high expectations of ourselves? And the answer is absolutely you should have high expectations of yourself. You should have the utmost belief in yourself to be able to achieve phenomenal things in your life. But if you don't have the confidence, you're not going to truly believe that about yourself. So if you're starting something new or something that you don't have a lot of confidence in yourself to do well in, set the bar low, build those continuous small victories, and build them regularly. And over time, you will develop a level of confidence that will allow you to reach for the stars and to go for gold and to challenge yourself and to grow as an individual to levels you couldn't have possibly fathomed before. Confidence is magnetic. And if you want to improve every aspect of your life, you need to be confident in yourself and in your ability to do a good job. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay tuned for more discussions coming later in my pseudo-podcast where we're going to talk about stuff. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to reach out to me. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow my personal page, facebook.com/AlexMcBrarity. Or you can follow the A-Team Fitness page, facebook.com/A-Team Fit. You can also visit the A-Team website, www.ateamfit.com. I also encourage everybody to follow the blog, ateamfit.blog, where I post a variety of helpful fitness information so that you guys can continue to see progress and continue to learn and be successful and all of that good stuff. So until next time, get out there, set some goals, achieve some great things, build your confidence, and get at them.